Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in studio right now is Mike Carey, his candidate for the 38th District State Senate seat. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I sincerely appreciate you having me, and I'm excited to be here and tell people what I'm about and what my goals are and what our plans for the UP.
Well, that's what we intend to do here on this episode, get to know you a little bit. Sure. Since you are from the Upper Peninsula, though not right from our neck of the woods up here in Houghton. You're down in the Banana Belt area, Crystal Falls, Iron Mountain area. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a sixth-generation Uper. My father's side of the family moved to the Upper Peninsula in the middle 1800s and established one of the first, if not the very first, logging camp in the UP. My mom's side comes back even farther, coming into the UP in the late 1700s with the Canadian fur trappers from Red Bank, Nova Scotia. So my kids are seventh generation, grandkids are eighth generation. So I've got a real passion to put a halt to Uper flight. That's my whole passion, my whole reason for getting into this. I'm just really tired of the exodus of our youth and young families leaving the Upper Peninsula to find employment.
Have you spent much time out of the Upper Peninsula? I mean, have you been able to travel or go to school outside of the area or anything?
Right. I left the UP for 5 years going to college. So I got, you know, a little turn of that. I actually have a degree in construction management, but that was back in the early 80s. If you remember, the Carter era was 18% to 21% interest rate. So that was the wrong time to come out of school with a construction degree. So I turned around and went right back to school for alternative energy resource management, solar, wind, geothermal, hydro, that sort of thing. Right out of college, I was appointed to the Michigan Alternative Energy Board. We were tasked with a $1 million grant, which would be $3 million today, to develop the wood pellet industry in the UP. So that was quite exciting for a young 20-year-old to be right into the alternative energies, the biofuels. And then I've been operating Carey Contracting for the past 35 years. My son now has the helm. He graduated Michigan State with a construction management degree. So he's now has the helm and taking over, and that gives me the opportunity to give back to the UP for our kids and grandkids and future generations to get that stop, you know, of the exodus of the UP.
We're certainly going to indulge a little bit more into your views on alternative energy, but before we get there, other than serving on that board, what political experience do you have?
Back, I was on my city planning commission. I was also appointed to the MyOSHA board, Michigan OSHA board, by Governor Engler. I served 8 years through his term and 2 years through Governor Granholm's term. I'm on my community bank board, Salvation Army board for the past 20 years. I was on the board of directors that brought Habitat for Humanity into the Upper Peninsula Rotary. So I was involved in politics heavily as a youth, and then once the family started developing, I took a step back from a lot of items and focused on family. And now that we're empty nesters, our kids are all grown and taking over the business and in their careers, I'm just shy of 60, so that gives me a perfect window of opportunity with 35 years of business experience to drop back into this and propel the UP to where I believe we need to be.
With Senator Tom Casperson vacating the seat due to term limits, it, of course, opens up for just about anybody to run. There's not a big pool of people running right now. As we were talking about a moment, you're going for the primary currently up against Ed McBroom over on the Democrat side. Scott Dianda, we know, is running. What was it about this particular seat that you decided to go for this one, as opposed to, say, McBroom's seat when he vacates it or anywhere else?
Any of the House seats represent three counties or four counties. They represent a very small dynamic of the Upper Peninsula. The Senate seat represents 12 counties from Munising and Manistee and everything west. Only the three easternmost counties are represented by downstate. So my passion is the Upper Peninsula, not just any particular county. So in my span of from age 60 to age 70, I believe my biggest impact to make an important turn for the Upper Peninsula and for our youth is to represent all 12 counties. And that's where my goals are, is to actually map the path forward for the Upper Peninsula to permanently preserve our rural family culture that we enjoy, to protect everything we love about the Upper Peninsula, our love of the outdoors, our hunting, trapping, fishing, snowmobiling, ATVs, to promote the resources God has entrusted to us and to provide a prosperity both in jobs and quality of life that reflect our values. And I don't believe I can do that in a three-county region. That is best impacted representing the UP.
prior to Casperson, this seat had a bit of history going Democrat. And with the current political climate, do you feel you have any struggles running as a Republican to try to keep this?
Actually, no. The statistics are the Upper Peninsula is overwhelmingly Republican or conservative. I think even our Democrat friends that have a conservative lean to them. So I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that Upers are Uper before party. And I truly believe that every one of our representatives from Democrat and Republican have always put the UP before party. And I certainly hold that value that we are Upers first.
Any concern that just the popularity that of the names that you're running up against, whether it's McBroom or down the line could be Dianda, that puts you a little bit behind the eight ball?
I'm definitely the outsider, no doubt about it. I'm the only non-politician running. I've got a 35-year business career. I know how to read a balance sheet. I know how to cut a budget. There's not a business person out there that doesn't know or doesn't understand how to cut a budget. We look regularly at the bottom 10% performers of every line item to get eliminated and that money transferred into something else. So having a business background and bringing that to the table, I think, is my true agenda and my true support over anything else that the politicians have to offer. So it is an outsider role. I am the underdog, but I'm going for it with every ounce of my being and every bit of my heart.
Well, let's talk about the issues that are important to you.
Sure.
If you were to state your platform or your items that are you're running, the reasons why you're running, what are they?
So that the core reason is to stop that Uper flight. And I want to, I don't know how much time we're going to have.
Much time as you need.
So anyway, my daughter went to Michigan and she got a degree in teaching. And I have a house divided, two boys at state, a daughter at Michigan, and a son in the military. So Katie went to her first job out of college was in Detroit. And for 3 years, she and my wife worked the phones back in the Upper Peninsula, calling teachers and principals and superintendents looking for a math opening in the UP. One day, my wife and I are at a soccer match, our boys' soccer match, and we get a phone call from Katie. And she's absolutely sobbing to the point where we're just trying to get her to breathe. It was that we were in panic mode. When we finally got her calmed down enough to tell us what on earth was wrong, the only thing she could say was, "I'm coming home." She finally got a job back in the UP, and it never, have you ever had a moment in your life that just struck to the very center of your soul? Well, that phone call did it for me. I never understood Katie's pain or passion to get back to the Upper Peninsula, and how many young families and young people have had to leave the UP that don't want to, that want to return. So that moment really struck home for me that we need to put a stop to Uper flight. So I thought long and hard. In business, we have the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So I looked at the Upper Peninsula and what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, where are our opportunities, and how do I identify our threats? And I developed a plan that is really branding the Upper Peninsula in every single market across the board that permanently preserves and protects our rural family culture, promotes the resources God has entrusted to us, and provides a prosperity that doesn't ruin everything we love about this place. And if I can keep going right into it, like timber industry, for instance, we are blanketed end to end and top to bottom in a blanket of trees. We harvest 1% of the merchantable timber available to us. We lose as much to windfall and disease as we harvest. California, as liberal as they are, has set a market cap of 4% for their timber harvest. And the side effect or downfall of an undermanaged and mismanaged forest is wildfires, and California is the epitome of wildfires. So we have the ability to quadruple our forest industry resources and have a better impact on our ecology. And one of the things right now is our entire forest industry is in the coated paper. Most or 90% of our timber products go to the coated paper industry, and that market is declining at a rate of 5% per year. That's magazine stock. We need to be diversifying. Tim Cook from Apple recently got back from Finland, where he visited a forest that they have under management because he wants to make sure that all Apple products are packaged from a sustainable, renewable resource that's managed. That should be us. So there's a packaging industry that is wide open that we should be diversifying into before the coated paper industry goes away from us. There's also a carbon fiber. There's just a lot of uses for our timber industry. So it's branding the Upper Peninsula and our resources to be stewards of the resources that are entrusted to us. Mining is the same thing, that we can say no to mining, or we can open it up to others to show how to do it properly. Just because it's being done a certain way now doesn't mean that's the right way. We can invite people here because we have the resources and teach them how to do it properly, how to mine and reclaim and restore to the benefit of the ecosystem. The Marquette Eagle Mine has a wastewater output of mercury content of 0.003 parts per billion, but the snow and rain that comes down upon us on our Great Lakes and freshwater lakes and streams has a level of 13. So saying no to it here just lets it happen in China and South Africa and South America and Indonesia to the detriment of the planet. So instead, we can take that lead role of saying, come to us, we'll show you how to do it properly. Agriculture is the same thing. The organic food industry has grown from $5 billion to $50 billion in the last 10 years with no end in sight, and supply cannot meet demand. Who would not want to eat crops grown in the Lake Superior watershed? So it's branding, branding, branding across the board. Every one of the industries that we have, we can project us to be the environmental stewards that we need to be for the planet, to teach the planet how to do it properly.
The opposition groups that oppose mining, and you mentioned the Eagle Mine, which would be, you know, a red button topic just on that one. And then you have the Copperwood project going on in Gogebic County with the Porcupine Mountains. These issues they're very sensitive, and there are people who are very adamant against them, that, you know, that they do not trust companies, whether they're from our area, or in the case with Highland coming from another country. The trust is just not there. So how do you communicate with those groups that, you know, they're here, they'd hear what you say, that you're asking for responsible mining, to do it the right way, and they're just going to say no.
My vision for mining, those that are anti-mining are just turning a blind eye and letting it happen in other parts of the world that is not doing the planet any good. I would rather, once we find an ore body in the Upper Peninsula, we write the protocol. We look at the surroundings, we look at the ecology, and we write the specifications and say, this is how you're going to mine and reclaim and restore to the benefit of the surrounding ecosystem and the planet, and then put it out for bid and say, there you are. You know, if you can come and do it that way, have at it. If you can't, it stays there until you can. So we go in, just because it's been done this other method for hundreds of years does not mean that's how it has to stay. So we take the lead, and I really do want it to be I use the college, let's say the Michigan Tech University, in a geology or mining program, where the students learn from that mine, and the students look at it, and the students say, this is the best way to treat the entire ecology, the entire ecosystem, and this is the specification. To take that neutral approach, so that it's not, let's say, the environmentalists that just say, no, you cannot do it, and it's not the out-of-state or out-of-country company saying, this is the best approach, is that we take charge. We take the lead, and then we teach others how to do it properly.
Continuing with your theme about trying to stop the mass exodus of our young people, you know, we sit here in the backyard of Michigan Tech, also Finlandia University, when we're producing so many bright minds, the future really of the country, and their career fair is taking place, and right now, in these students, they locate these jobs, and boom, there they go. And you can't blame them, because that's where the money is. They're going to go where the jobs are. And what, you know, how can you stem that tide for these people coming out with these STEM degrees? They're going to go where the companies are.
Right now, we met a company in Munising that designs the IT systems for high-end hotels around the globe. And they were in Manhattan and L.A. And one day they woke up and said, we can be anywhere and do this. And they moved their 18-person engineering firm to Munising. And they design everything out of Munising. And then when it's time to do the final connections, they fly to whatever part of the world they need to do and set up shop. Same with the Google campus or the Tesla. There's a lot of young engineers that would love to be in LA, Chicago, or Manhattan, but there are a lot that would love to be in the Upper Peninsula and fat tire bike and kayak and canoe and cross-country ski or downhill. So bringing those campuses to the Upper Peninsula, again, projecting us to be the stewards that we are, I believe we can bring that industry and responsibility hand in hand that protects everything we love and generates an industry that reflects our values. So by generating those type of programs and jobs, we can keep our young engineers here. There's a lot, tech is one of the, I've met a lot of tech students that have said they would love to return to the UP. So that is, their passion is my passion. you know, it's my history, it's their future. I'm here for them, is to take my business knowledge, my 35 years of experience, get into Lansing and open doors and lay the foundation for them to design the future. You know, even the designing the future of mining or logging or farming, the most I can do is open the doors and lay the foundation. They really need to be the ones that design the future.
Talking right now with Mike Carey. He's a candidate for the 38th District State Senate seat. He's from Crystal Falls, owns Carey Contracting, and we're just getting to know him a little bit right now. And Mike, you were talking about, you know, people that they want to come back here. And when I first came up here to interview for this particular job, that was one of the things I noticed when I was talking with people. I met a lot of people in the community that had the opportunity to get out of town. They left, they went somewhere. After a few years, they came back. You know, they found out what was out there, and they had a desire to return and live here and make a go at it, even though they knew it wasn't going to be easy. And it seemed to me that if this was a great place to live, if you had a job, and of course, having a job, it, of course, is a great place to live. A lot tougher if you don't have that opportunity. So I can see where you're coming from there, is if you create the opportunity, people will choose to live here as opposed to anywhere else. They will choose to come back and choose to settle their family down here and raise them. You talked about something else a moment ago that is not something you normally hear from a Republican candidate, and that's your pro-alternative energy. Where does that stem from? What do you see the value in the use of that and how it fits into here in the Upper Peninsula?
It probably stems really from generations of being in the Upper Peninsula and loving and having a passion for the outdoors and knowing that clean, renewable energy is just smart business. It's just smart lifestyle. So I've always had a passion from youth of passive and active solar energy and wind and geothermal and hydro, the biofuels in the Upper Peninsula. The most viable renewable resource is our biofuels. That is our most plentiful. That is what we have available to us. Wind is not that viable. There's, from what I recall, there's three leading edges: the leading edge of the Keweenaw Peninsula, the leading edge of the Garden Peninsula, and from about Munising over to Sault Ste. Marie are the three big wind zones for available wind power. I am not a fan of subsidies whatsoever. I'm all for, as a business person, subsidies to get a business up and running and started and viable. But then subsidies need to go away. It can either stand on its own or it can't. And it's just not smart business to keep funding ethanol as a prime example. And even some of the wind generators where we're just subsidizing them to be in existence. That annoys me. There's also a power plant in the Upper Peninsula. I have no idea how it got on the green energy, but it burns creosote railroad ties and rubber tires and is qualified as green energy. What politician put that into place is beyond me. I have no idea where that comes from, but that's where I want to bring to the table of my alternative energy background, is I have a passion for that and I understand the industry and I believe that is the future. I believed it was the future 30 years ago and it still is viable today, and now finally hopefully more people are waking up that this is the approach. You know, number one is conservation, is just, you know, how can we lower our utility bills? The LED lighting has really helped that a long ways, the energy efficient appliances. So number one, finding that. I just posted on my Facebook page yesterday, I think, about this smart meter device that all of us can purchase and put in your electrical panel that will send to an app on your phone and tell you exactly which appliances are using what kind of energy. So number one, managing what we have and then finding our better resources to use that. But right now our wood fiber, or, you know, our wood industry is the best place. You know, I was talking about the kids you mentioned about moving back. My military son has in Virginia, and they have our first grandchild, and that was their first comment, is we love Virginia, but there's no way we want to raise a family here. We want to be back in the Upper Peninsula. So thankfully they do have a job to come back to, but that is where a lot of these exodus families are, is that it's, and actually in, not guilty of myself, we actually encouraged my children to get out of the Upper Peninsula. They've been raised here, go out, see the world, see what's happening, what it's like. But once they get to that family rearing age, they want to be back with family, where they're in a school system with 28 cousins, and their mom is the math teacher, and their uncle's the bus driver, and their grandmother's in the kitchen, and you know, it's a family. We raise families as a pack. So, so that again is passionate, and so is the alternative energy.
We've had two new power plants being built in the Upper Peninsula, the one in Baraga Township, the other one over further east. And, you know, it's a little depressing when I hear the talk that, you know, they're building these, you know, multi-million dollar power plants, and they say it's not going to reduce bills. And for the call from residents here is, can somebody do something about the rates of electricity that we are paying? Yes, it's great to put in LED light bulbs and do things to make your home more energy efficient, but the rates are still going to stay the same. Reliability may change, but it's still going to be costing us quite a bit of money. And there's people who pay $300 a month in their residential electric bill. And for a company, I've heard from people that do business that's a deal breaker for as far as trying to open a plant here, because your electric bills would be astronomical.
Isn't that discouraging? It's not as big of an issue in the South as we get around the regions, but the south of the Upper Peninsula, but anywhere from middle and up, that is a huge issue. And one of the things I've been posting on my Facebook page since January 1st, since the Trump tax cut, is that now with corporate taxes going from 34% to 15%, these utility companies are going to be capturing a huge savings, and that we need to jump on that right now and get those savings passed on to the consumer and not put back to shareholders or to capital improvements. So coming from a business background, I immediately recognize that there is millions of dollars about to go in their pockets unless we start standing up and going to the Public Service Commission and demanding that that tax break comes back to the consumer and not into shareholders or capital improvements.
All goes well for you, and you find yourself in Lansing, you'll be one of the few voices representing a very large part of the state where there's a lot of interest downstate. You know, it's Michigan, it's central, it's Lansing centric and Detroit centric and Grand Rapids centric.
Correct, right.
Very little coming back up this way, especially in the, you know, when it comes to revenue sharing. You know, just seeing money that, you know, is that leaves the Upper Peninsula, making sure it can come back. How are you going to protect the communities in this area as far as, you know, fiscally being able to support themselves?
So we have, you know, 30% of our land mass and 3% of the population is what represents the Upper Peninsula from the state of Michigan. So our voice is really quiet, and I'm really passionate about getting us all pointed in one direction with one voice so that 3% can be heard loud and clear. One of my ultimate goals, this would probably be very difficult to accomplish, but I'd love to accomplish it, is the Alaska model, where you know, they actually pay no property taxes and actually get a refund. So if we could get our resource management system under control and under a managed resource where we actually catch our revenue sharing from the resources we produce here in the Upper Peninsula. We are resource rich. So we produce it from there. We use those revenues to fund our schools and our counties and our road maintenance and our police and ambulance. And so we take that instead of the property tax values that we use now. So I would love to see that approach, and I would love to tackle that model. I've read about the Alaska model. It just takes a consensus of the people, but we are, you know, we have 30% of the mass, 3% of the population, but we hold all the resources. We are resource rich. Everything we need to succeed exists in our backyard. So we have all the cards. We hold the entire deck. So we have everything we need to succeed. We just need that voice. And we really need to speak as one. And that's one of my goals, too, is to get us on one page, pointed in one direction.
I read in your bio that you enjoy hunting, you enjoy fishing, so you certainly enjoy the natural resources that we have here and the recreation that's provided in the Upper Peninsula. I always kind of felt like for such a gem, unless you're pictured rocks, Michigan doesn't do enough to really promote what's here.
Yeah, and there is a lot here. So that, you know, even bringing the tourism into, I would love to, you know, another resource we have is that tourism industry where people right now come from around the globe to our Upper Peninsula to see our pictured rocks and our lakes and streams. And we can take that further into to show them into our forest systems and show them what a managed forest looks like with trees that are 300 years old, followed by 200, by 100, by 50, by 10, by saplings. Show them our mines and show them that it is possible to mine and reclaim and restore to the benefit of the ecosystem, and show them manufacturing, that we have industry and responsibility. You see, you guys can't see, but Rick can, that I'm wearing a Patagonia vest, and Patagonia is known for industry and responsibility, and that's what we can project with every industry and manufacturing and business that we have, is that we are just stewards. I show around a box of water. It's boxed water instead of bottled water. If y'all, so rather than using the petroleum products of plastic water bottles, this is it. It looks like a milk carton from school, except it's tall, but it's boxed water, so it's renewable, it's recyclable, it's value engineering using our renewable resources, our wood fiber industry, and it's projecting us to be the stewards that we are. So again, industry and responsibility across the board to show people we are resource managers. We know how to do this. We'll teach you how. Come to us and we'll show you how to do it properly.
My guest has been candidate for the State Senate, 38th District, Mike Carey. Mike, if somebody wants to know more about your campaign, how can they do that?
Careyforsenate.org, that's CareyForSenate.org is my website. You can learn a lot about my bio from there. And I think it's at Mike Carey for UP with a number 4 is my Facebook. Otherwise, just kind of search Mike Carey for State Senate on Facebook, and I'd love to have you like my page and follow me and keep track of what we're doing and where we're going and what we're up to.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.